Chapter 3. The Red Flower. Now you must be content to skip 10 or 11 whole years and only guess at the wonderful life that Mowgli led among the wolves. If it were written out, it would fill many books. Mowgli grew up with the cubs, and Father Wolf taught him the meaning of all things in the jungle. When he was not learning, Mowgli sat out in the sun and slept, and ate and went to sleep again. When he was dirty or hot, he swam in the forest pools. When he wanted honey, he climbed up a tree, just like Bagheera showed him how to do. At first, Mowgli would attach himself to the tree, gripping it, but soon he would launch himself through the branches like a gray ape. He also took his place at the council rock when the pack met. Sometimes he would happily pick the long thorns out of the pads of his friends' paws. However, he loved better than anything else to go into the forest at night and watch how Bagheera did his killing. Bagheera killed many creatures when he was hungry, and so did Mowgli, with one exception. As soon as he was old enough to understand things, Bagheera told him that he must never touch cattle, because he had been brought into the pack at the price of a bull's life. "That is the law of the jungle," said Bagheera, and Mowgli obeyed it. Mowgli soon grew into a strong boy with nothing to think about except what to hunt and eat. Mother Wolf told Mowgli once or twice that Shere Khan was not a creature to be trusted, and that one day he must kill the great tiger. Although a young wolf would have remembered that advice every hour, Mowgli forgot it because he was only a boy, even though he thought of himself as a wolf. Shere Khan saw Mowgli in the jungle often because he had become great friends with the younger wolves of the pack, who followed the tiger for scraps of food, a thing Akela would never have allowed if he was strong enough to protect his proper boundaries. But Akela was growing older and weaker, and Shere Khan happily used this to his advantage when talking with the younger wolves. Bagheera, who had eyes and ears everywhere in the jungle, knew something of this, and once or twice he told Mowgli that Shere Khan would kill him someday. Mowgli would just laugh and say, "I have the pack, you, and Baloo. Why should I be afraid?" It was a warm day when Bagheera spoke of it again with Mowgli. He said, "Open those eyes, little brother. Shere Khan would not dare kill you in the jungle. But remember, Akela is very old now, and soon the day will come when he cannot kill his buck, and then he will no longer be the leader. Many of the wolves that looked over you when you were first brought to the council are also too old, and the young wolves believe, as Shere Khan has taught them, that a man's cub has no place in the pack. Soon you will be a man." "Why can't a man run with his brothers?" asked Mowgli. "I was born in the jungle. I have obeyed the law of the jungle, and the other wolves are my brothers." "But they know you are a man, and they hate you for it. I know in my heart that when Akela misses his next kill, the pack will turn against him and also you. They will hold a meeting at the Council Rock, and then... Wait, I have an idea," said Bagheera, leaping up. "Go down quickly to the men's huts in the valley and take some of the red flower which they grow there, so that when the time comes, you will have an even stronger friend than I, Baloo, or those in the pack that love you. Get the red flower." Bagheera meant fire when he said the red flower. However, no creature in the jungle will call fire by its proper name because every animal lives in fear of it. "The red flower?" asked Mowgli. "That which grows inside the men's huts in the evening? I will get some." "Remember that it grows in little pots. Get one quickly and keep it near you for your time of need," said Bagheera. "I'll go," said Mowgli. "But are you sure that this is all Shere Khan's doing?"
"I am sure, little brother."
"Then, by the bull that bought me, I will do this," said Mowgli. Mowgli traveled far through the forest, running hard, and he soon reached the stream at the bottom of the valley. He suddenly heard the yell of the pack hunting a buck.
Then there were the bitter howls from the young wolves. "Akela, Akela, let the lone wolf show his strength. Room for the leader of the pack. Go for the kill, Akela." The lone wolf must have sprung and missed the buck, for Mowgli heard the snap of his teeth and then a loud cry as the buck knocked Akela over with his front feet. Mowgli did not wait to hear what happened next, but hurried on toward the men's village. "Bagheera spoke the truth," Mowgli whispered to himself as he settled down in some cattle food by the window of a hut. "Tomorrow is the day both for Akela and for me."